This week on This Is For The Birds, listen to Grimes, Kill versus Maine. We talk about the Super Bowl, Pat's leg injury, Catch Me Outside Girl gets arrested on a plane, George Lopez kicks out a woman at a show, and we talk about lesbians with wet hair. Enjoy!
Sometimes a parrot talk.
Grimes, Kill versus Maine. This sound like Zelda about to fuck Mario up in this song.
Yeah. This is definitely like video, like old video game music, right? Asian. She's Asian?
Nope.
Really? Indian.
Nope.
Just a white girl.
Yep. Dutch. She's Dutch.
I don't know.
Trying to figure out this fucking accent. Yeah, she's definitely European, dude. They got like a weird tempo of her fucking. Right.
This song sucks.
No, this song's a hit. There's gonna be like little girls in their bedroom that are like getting finger banged for the first time in their life, and they're feeling good about themselves. Because they got a boyfriend and he's
listen,
cute.
That voice sounds like
ready.
That's voice sounds like every millennial bitch in a coffee Dutch. Shop talking about the night before.
I got in a fight. Yeah, I got in a fight because like they fucking saw me. Like, and I was like, "What? You're calling me like a fucking social justice warrior?" I'm like, "Yeah, well maybe I'm fucking warrior for social justice, maybe."
Yeah.
Fucking fuck you, asshole.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm a cunt? Oh, my God, I can't believe you called me a fucking cunt.
I don't even think they use the word cunt. All right, dude, right? I don't know. I think that's a hit,
no,
dude.
No, fucking fight the fucking patriarchy. But hold on, Dad, can I get some more money, please? Dad, please?
I wonder if it's annoying fucking these millennials. I know they got good bodies and shit, but I wonder if it's just like, oh, my fucking God.
I mean, yeah, if I was in a room with her, I mean, I'd be like, please shut the fuck up. And just if she talks like that, you know, but she might not even talk like that. I might just be like her singing voice.
You know why women don't get equal pay is because
does she even look good?
So we're gonna do. We're gonna stop.
We're never gonna give Russ a look there. Is he?
What do you think? What is she from?
She looks like.
Where's she from? Afghanistan?
I don't know. It's just it's
Iran.
No, it doesn't look good.
Iran. Let me see her. Let me see her.
It's just it's one of those women empowerment.
This chick's definitely European. Yeah,
it's just one of these women empowerment propaganda videos, you know, that they try to shove down our throat. Guys, welcome to another episode of This Is For The Birds, Russ, Pat, and Eric, brought to you by the Laugh Factory Network. Huh? That's nice to say.
That's right.
That's good to say. And hopefully you're coming on to us for the first time. If you are, welcome. This is the show. It's no holds barred, man. We don't care about shit.
Kicking shins.
Me and Eric, we're gonna talk.
Punching faces.
We're gonna talk about some stuff that's not gonna be comfortable for you guys.
Oh yeah.
And then Pat's gonna go, come on, guys.
Yeah, exactly.
So you get all points of view except a woman's, because that's not allowed.
Dude, I.
Oh no!
I seen some gypsies at the fucking Jewel two nights ago. Right, night after fucking the Super Bowl,
like from like the show,
real American like gypsies, whatever they are.
Are you sure they just weren't from Indiana?
No, they're gypsies because they have a significant or they have a pretty noticeable look that they do. Especially their women. Their women are always wearing like these long fucking like tight dresses. They always have dark hair with like a white stripe through it, like a streak through it, like she's like a villain in a Disney movie or something. Like that, and then they're in the line, and they're talking their language, which is like sounds like gibberish. And I know they're trying to pull it off, like it's like, oh man, this is some. Maybe it is. Maybe it is. It's like
now, are you talking like the white gypsies, right? Like you've seen on TLC?
They're not white. They are white. Like some people might be like, oh, I guess that's a white person, but really, if you look at them, they're not. They're they got like a real olive skin, almost like a I don't know, man. Like it would look like something that's probably from like Lebanon or something like that, or you know, I think they're from Romania. Originally, I think maybe
Eastern
European is where they originally come, but they're here. Yeah. And I used to deal with them in the hotel business, so I could pick them out like a motherfucker. You know, like I mean, I'm seriously, it's like I could pick them out like the tree people could pick out or bird people could pick out a robin.
You
know what I'm saying?
Now,
Now,
what are some characteristics of
They're always, well, they can do two things. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're always trying to stun you with something, right? They're being loud. Like, first of all, I noticed them because they were the loudest people in the store.
Okay.
All right. So there's no way that you weren't looking their way, right?
Mm-hmm.
And which could be a hustle because they could be stealing something on the other aisles or something
like that. Creating
a
diversion.
They're creating diversions. That's what they do. And that's what they do. And that's how I noticed them because they were in the store. And I was only in the store for minutes, dude. I got like fucking 8 things in the store. I was in, out.
Right.
And then they were in the line with me and stuff like that. And, dude, you could just tell. I mean, and people that knows what I'm talking about, they know what I'm talking about. And you ever seen gypsies like that, Pat?
I don't think I've ever seen them.
I don't think.
And I know people out there like, you can't call them fuck you, okay? I've dealt with them before. Have you ever? I like how people defend people that like they don't really know a lot about. You know, like young guys out there defending women, being like, women's rights and stuff, these little college, high school kids and whatever. It's like, have you ever lived with a woman? Has a woman ever gave you chlamydia? Because you're not going to, if you get chlamydia from a woman, you're not going to talk great about her.
Yeah.
All right?
Come on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? You ever got chlamydia from a woman?
Who cares?
You know what I'm saying? I know what that's like. All right?
Deal.
Yeah? You ever have a fucking...
it's your fault for not wrapping it up.
Yeah, it's my fault. That was with a girlfriend that she was a cheater. Oh, that's my fault. Get the fuck out of here.
Come on, Pat.
You got to go to a clinic in your town. You got to go a clinic ASAP in your town. As soon as you walk in, there's like 15 people already in there, slunched in their chairs. Like if they could be hiding behind like a pizza box, like on their face, they would be in there trying to. That's why they got magazines in places like that, so you can hide your fucking face. Dude, swear to God, I go to sign in to get in line. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Swear to God, a chick that was a grade ahead of me through school, Brandy, she was working behind the counter. Swear to God, not even made up. I wish I wouldn't even have that type of thought that that's really what happened. She obviously didn't care, but now she has this information about me and knows my results.
Right.
And then you go in there, they go, and then
she could probably ask the nurse, well, did he have a big dick? And she's like, no.
Yeah, because it's like a fucking, they ain't like a real doctor, I don't even think, looking at you.
How many
dick.
Times do they fucking, I think those nurses,
dude,
like, he had the little.
They were quick
I've
with it. I go, look, she called me. She said this is what she has and I might have that, so that's I think I already know what I have. And they go, okay, they give me you know what they do? First of all, you gotta get your dick out, and then they have something that's it's like plastic. No, this thing's like plastic. You know the things that you put in your dress your dress shirts that the plastic things that make the collar stay pointy and stuff like that. So they kind of look like that, and they have cotton on the end of one of them,
dude.
Like on the flat side, right?
Fuck, okay.
And they take the head of your dick and they jam that in like three quarters of an inch.
Nope.
And then they take it out, right? That's the sample.
Nope.
And then they go, we got to do it again just in case that sample doesn't work.
Nope.
And they do it twice. No lie, dude. They did it twice.
And then how's peeing out to that? Not good?
No.
It wasn't at that point because I got it right at the beginning where, like, I got it where
no,
I got
I mean,
it.
Like, peeing after that, they stick that in.
I was in a rough place. I don't know. I don't know. I can't even remember, but I'm sure it was a rough place.
Were you self-medicating?
And I was just really down in the mouth, dude. And they give you something to drink. They go, look, you either do like an option that was like pills for like a week, or we just give you a drink. And it was like a shot glass.
Okay.
Boom. Threw it back. Never called to see if I ever had it or not, but I'm pretty sure I did. So people that defend people that don't even barely know people. Look, there's shitty women out there, just like there's shitty dudes. These 19-year-olds are like, leave them alone. They're good. Women never do anything bad.
They're not defending the actions of individual women. They're defending the rights of all women.
No.
Yes.
You don't look at it like that. Because you know what? Out of all those women... How many of those fucking, what percentage of all those women are twats? I mean, tell me that.
What percentage of any gathering of men are garbage
So you don't defend
humans.
Them all. You don't them all. You don't defend them all. Pat, I tell you, I thought you lived more than me, but you know what, dude? I'm fucking far past you, I'm sure.
I can tell.
I totally, if a man is in those parades and he's never had a woman ruin his Saturday with mindless, stupid shit like going to Lowe's, then I don't think that they can protest.
Dude, I had an uncle that got gonorrhea from a stripper out in Kent State, right?
I think we know who to blame.
Off Route 43, right? It's not even like one that was on a, it was on a busy road, but it's like a busy road where like trucks are going by, right? And he banged some stripper on a one-nighter thing there. He got gonorrhea. Now, gonorrhea is way worse than chlamydia.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you keep them long run, how it turns out, but I do know right away gonorrhea, like he was pissing fire, like instantly.
No.
Like he was instantly pissing fire. So that's
so
what I'm saying.
You're saying there's a
burning sensation?
No, I'm talking about fire shooting out my dick.
Dude. Dude, and I found that out, right, through like the grapevine. I was still like a little kid. I was probably like 12 to 14, right? I told all my friends, and then every time all my friends seen him, would make fun of him so right to his face, right to his face.
Like, dude, call him Dragon Dick.
My buddy Brent, man, this motherfucker would do things like act like he's pissed, and he's like, ah, he's doing because that's how it was. My uncle said it was the worst. So that's even the worst. There's STDs out there, man. People don't ever think they're going to get STDs, but those STDs are hanging in the bars just as much as they're hanging in the bars, right?
Yeah.
It's definitely true, right? I mean, people are fucking spreading their pee-pee around.
Fucking wrap it up.
Yeah, you got to wrap it up.
Speaking of wrap it up, Eric, please wrap it up. Whatever this, you're talking about gypsies, and then you're talking about gonorrhea.
Oh, Jesus Christ! Oh, what do you want to talk about?
Look, I want to talk about the fucking Cyrus Super Bowl in the news. Super Bowl 51.
I really don't even want to talk about it, dude.
Who, Pat? I can't even believe you didn't watch it.
I didn't watch one second of it. And just a few moments ago, I blanked on who was playing in it. I got one of the teams, New England, right? Yeah. And they won, right?
Yeah,
I'd say
congratulations.
Don't play that, Russ. You know that Super Bowl set black people back like 20 years, man. I am so disappointed in Atlanta. I they had that Super Bowl. It was theirs. Run the ball.
Was it like an upset or something?
You're up 25 points.
It was the third quarter.
Deep in the game.
It was 28-3 in the third quarter.
Oh, wow.
Run the ball.
And then they ran the ball five times in the second half. And they had that opportunity to kick a field goal, go ahead even more. Where if they kicked a field goal with 4 minutes left, it was over.
I was so happy for Atlanta.
Great.
I was happy about the story of Matt Ryan.
Yeah, he didn't play Julio like an MVP. The first half he did, but they just
Coleman Freeman that defense.
Everyone was talking about how fucking you know, there's Brady and the Patriots. The biggest story is how the Falcons collapsed. That's the bigger story to me. They were the worst. I can't even believe how it's the fucking Super Bowl. How can you not come back on the second half and get fucking amped up for that?
Yeah.
It's because Lady Gaga has to go out there and do 15 minutes of bullshit.
Yeah.
but all right. So the lead up to it is just insane. Every fucking they were doing pigeon was gonna pick what team was gonna pick what farm animal they put two pumpkins out and then when it's the biggest bunch
I've seen
of
one with
shit.
An aardvark.
They literally have nothing to talk about. I saw Deion Sanders playing Jenga with two guys from the NFL Network. They have nothing to talk about.
Yeah.
So then they bring up they have George Bush come out for the coin toss.
Yeah.
Oh, he
in a
bad.
Wheelchair.
Oh.
He was like, "Read my lips, kill me. I want to die. Come, please."
Good American.
Please.
He's a good American. Leave him alone, dude.
I'm just kidding, asshole.
Yeah, he's old, dude. You know he's old, but
he barely flips the coin. Horrible. Horrible. Oh, I'm sure Donald Trump tweeted a terrible coin toss.
Yeah.
Just absolutely sad. This one guy was a proud president. Now he can't even flip a coin. Absolutely overrated.
Yeah.
Then Luke Bryant sang the national anthem. Ugh,
I didn't even see that.
I went up and got a drink for that one.
Ew.
And I'm the most patriotic dude there is, but fucking Luke Bryant, give me a fucking break.
I know.
Comes
out there with his tight t-shirts and tight fucking tight pants. Was he moving his hips? It's like, dude, just sing the songs.
Yeah, yeah. And then
why are you over there moving your hips so much?
Every country artist, when there's a instrumental, all they do is just go into the audience and high five everybody. That's their only move. They don't know. They can't dance. They don't have any backup dancers. Nothing. There's no show. It's just,
I know.
Like, why does every... I always talk about that. Why does every country singer talk like that? Like, the fucking guy that's married to Nicole Kidman, who was on American Idol.
Oh,
he's a fucking...
Keith Urban.
He's a fucking Australian guy, but he still goes, why do you do that? It's awful.
They should just have black people sing those songs, man. They're always the best at it, dude. Why do they have these white guys? Luke Bryant's not even
the
singer.
And then did you see the fucking Hamilton thing when they sang, they're singing, and crown thy good with sisterhood. They fucking, they changed the lyric for you know, are you kidding me? Change the lyrics now?
Okay.
Well, women are special, Russ. Please leave them alone.
Yeah, I mean, according to the commercials, we live under Sharia law.
Yeah.
Where women can't drive and stuff. You know,
oh,
this is great.
Oh, my God. Don't even get me started on these commercials, dude.
I didn't see any of the commercials.
Are you kidding me? The Michelob Ultra commercial?
Yes.
Where
guys are
guys,
not...
Guys can barely run like a marathon or whatever they're running. It's like, cheer up, guy.
Yeah, this girl's got it.
And then the women are all yoked, like they're on fucking supplements and shit like that, and they got big... get the fuck out of here, man. The guy can barely run inside. Fuck you, Mikko. Yeah, no way.
Every commercial, listen, I couldn't believe it. There are so many different types of people in this country. Did you know that? Did you know that there are all walks of life, Eric? There's black, there's Asian, there's Mexican, there's Spanish. It's amazing. There's Muslim, Israel, Jewish people. It's amazing. I never knew that.
I know.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Oh, you heard it here first, guys. On This Is for the Birds, there are different type of people in this country. Yeah. We got it.
Uh-huh.
Fucking Christ. Every commercial.
Was that one of the themes of all the commercials?
Nothing. There's no funny commercials anymore. Uh-huh. I would be happy with that that stupid happy monkey dance. Remember that fucking commercial that was so stupid?
Sure.
I would be happy with that. Yeah. Or I'd be happy with this. Like, yeah, we just wasted 30 seconds of your time.
And they're not, you know, those commercials. They're not funny anymore either.
Yeah, that's what I just said. Are you listening to me?
They're definitely not funny, dude. I mean, right? They're not funny at all. Like, there's not even, like ones that, like, before you would see it, and you'd be like, oh, that's really funny, man. Like, because it takes you a second to, like, soak it in.
Mm-hmm.
And, dude, there wasn't none like that. You know what they've done? Feminism and fucking bullshit has taken over the marketing world for that. It is. Pat, you didn't watch it, dude. They had a Soapbox Derby commercial where it's a little girl beating little boys and going through it. I'm from Akron, Ohio. It's like the Soapbox Derby capital.
Let's talk about physics, because she's not beating the fat dude because he's going to get down the hill faster.
No. It's not really like that.
What do you mean?
Well, honestly,
it's a heavier car. He's going to get down the thing faster.
If you want to get technical, Soapbox Derbies are actually aerodynamic, and that's where the speed, and it does come down the way.
But
she ain't cutting through like she's in a fucking NASCAR going down a hill when you're in Soapbox Derbies. I built Soapbox Derbies when I was a kid. My neighborhood kids, we would build them. And we had people in our neighborhood that actually did it. But we did it just fucking around because we didn't have nothing to do in the summer, right? And we have a hill that we'd ride them down. No girls. And I had girls in my neighborhood. Not one of them was like, hey, let me get in on that. Go get me a Phillips head. Not one.
You grew up in the 70s, then.
I grew up in the 80s and the 90s, dude. What are you talking about? I didn't grow up in the 70s, dude.
Wait, how old are you?
I'm fucking 41, dude.
Okay. Wow. I forgot you're so much younger than me.
These commercials, are like, it's like, we get it. Ladies are great. Guys are okay. I get it, man.
And like Anheuser-Busch does the fucking commercial with how he was a German immigrant and he gets off the boat and people are like, get out of here. Get out of our country. Does anyone know who drinks Budweiser?
Yeah.
Does anyone know?
Uh-huh.
Dirtbags from fucking Southwood.
A lot of people drink Budweiser, though.
In Europe, Budweiser is like the premium American beer.
Really?
Yeah, that happens here, too. Like, beers that are shit in their countries are considered good here.
Do Mexican people even like Corona? I mean,
not really.
I've seen a lot of, like,
not really.
Mexican guys here like Corona.
I don't mind it, but, like, even with, like Muslims coming to this country, the hot topic right now, and they're like, oh, don't be xenophobic or whatever. It's like every fucking group of people that came to America at one time, they were fucking made fun of, and they were fucking pointed at, and people were shouting at them. The Italians had the problem. The Irish, they fucking hated. Black people, obviously, and now it's Mexican, now it's Arab, and it always changes. It's always... But that's how it always comes, because people naturally are like, who the fuck is this guy? And they don't like you because they don't know who the fuck you are. And then it takes you time to like buy groceries with them to be like, okay, I see him at the grocery store. They're not blowing it up. You know, I mean, it takes time.
Mm-hmm.
But to act like people are going to be like, you know, okay, cool.
Yeah, like when the real aliens come, do you think we're going to like them? We're going to be like, get the fuck out of here, bro.
We can't even get along with ourselves. Do you think if an alien landed and it looks totally different fucking creature and it's more advanced than us? Because, dude, if an alien like lands and we see how it lands, it might not even be how our vehicles land now.
How fast before it gets shot?
Do you know how it... Dude, then you got that.
Immediately.
Depends on where it lands, yeah.
Immediately he's getting shot.
Probably.
Dude, that's
on site.
That could be a nuclear war right there, is where something lands.
I'm taking that ship. I'm selling them parts on site, dog. On site.
No, you ain't.
Selling those parts.
Yeah, dog.
Dude, what if this happened?
Chop it up.
I'll give you a science fiction movie. What if you had it where we're living the world like we're living right now in 2017, right?
Mm-hmm.
A fucking... alien ships start landing,
mm-hmm.
and then they take us into slavery. And
okay.
then now we're just like slave creatures, like ants,
or cattle.
Or like cattle. Mm. Who knows? I mean, they could be eating our food after they get whatever they get out.
They would kill me.
But they enslave us, and we're just working for them. So now they're like, yeah, we got something here. Guess what? We got this advanced technology that
I'll
you would not
what,
be
Eric,
able to defeat.
We're all slaves, man, to the fucking government, man. We're all fucking slaves, dude.
I don't know. We'll see, dude.
We're all working for fucking Uncle Sam, man.
Well, we are, dude. Well, dude, would you rather work for Uncle Sam or would you rather work for Uncle Venezuela? I mean, really. I mean, seriously, because right now I work for Uncle Sam. But mm-hmm. Uncle Venezuela, like, I don't know if I'd want to fucking be working for him at all. Because he seems like he's pretty fucked up right now, right?
Yeah.
So at least we're in a country where it's like, it's still
Uncle Sam
functioning.
Uncle Sam been good to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, you got all these people at Berkeley, and they're protesting over a gay Jewish guy that fucking bangs black guys. It's like, right. We got it good here. Just let him fucking
it's
say
unbelievable.
Stupid,
it's
ignorant.
Like, on paper, he's one of you guys.
I know, but
yeah, everything that comes out of his mouth is certainly not.
But I mean,
why don't you just let him spit
so he can't
his
have
language.
A, he can't have a different point of view? And
that, it's not
Pat,
that, dude.
Pat, you think I can't believe you stick up for that? He doesn't have a right to talk on a campus.
No.
A campus doesn't can't have different views?
It certainly can, but you have to understand that there's going to be a response to that.
I just wish you had said that, man.
But
I mean,
do you think that response is appropriate?
I don't know what the response was. I kept up with that story not
dude,
at all.
They rioted. There was over $100,000 in damage.
Yeah, they
and stuff
set
like
fires
that.
And fucking broke windows. And
that's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the only thing, man. Like, it's just like, let him say what he wants to say and then get an Uber and go to the airport and fly out. Like, who gives a fuck? I see people say outlandish shit on the internet every day, and there's nobody rioting for those people, man.
That's because they don't have a fucking platform. I mean, the internet is the great equalizer. Yeah. Everybody's fucking shit weighs equally, man. At least for now, until they strike down net neutrality.
The world is crazy, dude. We got that going on, and then I see a video with Cash Me Outside is getting on fucking airplanes, dude.
Cash Me Outside, okay.
But my wife, Meg, she was saying that she saw a video of the mom thinks she's a star now too. She was coming out of the hotel going hi to all the cameras and shit. So now I'm sure somebody said something and then they think they're untouchable because they've been on Dr. Phil once,
right? Yeah.
And then they're and then they have memes made about them, and then they think that they could just punch somebody in the airplane,
dude.
But the speaking of great equalizers, you can't do nothing on a plane. It doesn't matter if you're fucking Senator Chuck Schumer, who fucking wouldn't put his phone away.
Oh, really?
After that thing and got in trouble, called a flight attendant a bitch.
Chuck Schumer called a flight attendant a bitch?
No, yeah. Because he couldn't finish his phone call. And I'm sure he'll make a press conference about that and fake cry. Uh-huh. It was mean-spirited.
Yeah.
And it was awful and mean-spirited.
Yeah, mean-spirited. And this guy's called a flight attendant.
A bitch, None of these people believe their own bullshit. That's what I firmly believe.
A poor flight attendant that only gets paid when the fucking airplane doors close. You know that flight attendants only get paid once, when they get to the airplane they're getting ready?
So if they're on a delay or something like that, if they're on a delay or anything,
they're not getting paid for that.
Well, if they're delayed on the plane, if you're sitting on the runway, they're getting
paid. Once the doors close and they pull, once they close and they pull off, that's when a flight attendant gets paid.
Wow.
Generally. Is when they're on the
clock. Well, they don't get hourly, do they? Do they get hourly or?
I don't know how it's worked out. It's when those doors close and that's it. And then if they're on a trip, they do put them in the hotels and stuff.
But anyway, I saw the video and
it's making little money.
I think the mom started it, I think the one passenger shoved the mom, that's when that girl. But I couldn't believe she was 13 years old. Because her tits are so fine. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But, you got to talk about it. Her breasts were so big. Yeah. I couldn't, I got to stare away. Like they're changing my nephew. I'm like, nope, not looking at it. I'm not looking at it.
You ever look at your nephew's dick?
No. Ugh, dude.
You should look at it, because then if you see it when he's a full-grown man, you can say, wow, that's either grown or lot or barely grew.
Why would I look at his dick as a grown man?
Well, if you guys are drinking in the future or something like that.
And when we show each other's dicks?
No, you know how guys are. You can be drinking, you take a piss, you're just out of it, and you go to turn, you're still zipping it up, and a wiener's still out.
Eric, I mean.
You know what I'm saying? Listen, you need imagination.
Put your tongue back in your mouth.
Okay. I'm the total opposite.
You're
saying she's too young to even look at the tits.
I mean, they're just but she's wearing this shit where they're just coming right out, where it's there's nothing to her. She's a 13-year-old girl, so there's no shape, and then they're just these bazongas.
Yeah. Are you sure they're bazongas, or she's just little and she's probably just got a B cup on her?
And then we were talking, me and
she's 13, Russ.
Because I was talking to my wife about it, and my wife was agreeing with me. She wasn't creeped out or anything. I was like, she's 13? And Meg's like, yeah, her tits, right? I go, her tits! Of course that's right. And I was do you think she stuffs? And Meg's like, no, they're just all over the place. They're just out. Did you ever have a girl in middle school or high school where you found out she was stuffing?
No,
I swear.
I remember
God,
they would
I
talk
remember,
about it though, but I don't specifically remember it.
I don't want to. I don't want to say her name because I'm. She might. I don't know. She might listen.
Dude, I went to school with this chick named Dana. I don't want to say her last name, but Dana had the biggest. She was the first with the biggest tits.
Uh-huh.
You know,
oh,
what I'm
everyone
saying?
Knows. The,
like,
yeah.
I feel like she was probably
South Park
like
did an episode about that.
And she's the one. I mean, her tits. You're not gonna catch them.
Remember
like,
South
she
Park
just naturally had big tits. No, I didn't watch
South Park.
Like
they
that.
Did one where Bebe got like big tits.
Oh
and then,
yeah.
Like they'd be on the playground. They're all going. Uh-huh. And they're all like running after each other and like hitting each other to get yeah. baby's attention. That's what it is. In middle school, the first girl that got tits, boy, she is very popular.
Yeah.
But I remember this one girl got caught stuffing and like some girl said yeah. it like she's
oh, shit.
In gym, like either like a tissue fell out or something like that. And boy, I feel bad for her, man.
Really? They let her have it?
Constant.
Oh,
yeah.
Girls are relentless.
They are relentless.
Especially
right?
at that age.
Yeah. But like, but she doesn't even realize that if she just like blew some guy or something like that, she'd be the most popular girl in school.
Yeah, but girls, they're gonna say things anyways. Like girls don't like girls in those ages over like the stupidest shit. Like well, they right. talk to their boyfriend or they dated their boyfriend or they try to date their boyfriend.
Mm.
They fuck somebody's friend's boyfriend yeah. and they just get fucking right. Some don't grow out of that, though.
It's kind of like this episode of Summer House. Did you watch Summer House?
No, I don't watch Summer House, Russ.
Where it's like this one guy was like, because the one girl thinks that she's with Carl right now, but they've only been together for like 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
So and he went to a wedding back home in Milwaukee, uh-huh. but he brought a date, but he didn't tell her, so she's all mad. Mm-hmm. And she's like, but I have like a crush on him. He's like, a crush on me? What are we, in like fourth grade or something like that? Uh-huh. He's like, we're not like together or something like that. And then some girl walks by, he's like, you have a really nice dress. And then the girl was like, ew, it's not even that nice.
Ah!
But it was like a really nice dress. That's what we're talking about here.
Yeah, I didn't watch that yet, dude. I'm still on a Vanderpump.
Summer House is just boring. My girl likes it, but I'm like, none of these people are interesting. Yeah. There's not even like that. Like these girls are like all right, but they're not even that hot.
Really?
What kind of show is this?
It's that spinoff of Vanderpump.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Which, did you watch last Vanderpump?
Yeah, I did, dude.
Pretty boring. These are the best days. A little feedback. Just raise your glasses high. This one's for you tonight. for our new listeners, I always sing the.
They're all like
Vanderpump.
Holding glasses and shit
always,
like that.
I always sing the Vanderpump theme song. I love it. and that's when you know we're about to talk about Vanderpumps.
Dude.
If you want to fast forward, that's
yeah,
when you do it.
They do all the time.
Katie is out of her fucking mind now. Like, who does she think? Like,
I,
Katie.
Listen, you want to talk about Bridezilla? She is Bride Mothra.
Like, and somebody needs to slow her roll. Like, she's not 25 anymore. Like, it's like, that's another thing. Like, women
and everyone's like,
when they get older. It's
everyone's like, when you drink, you act like a fucking asshole. That's what everyone tells me.
Yeah.
But you know what? Well, listen, I'm a good time. I'm a blast in the glass. But yeah, she's going nuts, and then everyone's ganging up on Sheena. Eric, you called it in the beginning of the season,
right?
I will say, Eric called it in the beginning of the season.
I called it.
He should
put, splitting teams.
He should have put money on Vegas. Soon as Stassi gets in the pick, they're all going Team Stassi.
Yeah,
okay.
She's a little serpent, Stassi.
Did you guys ever see a picture of Stassi like in high school before she got her chin implant and
no.
all that shit?
No, give it to me.
Really?
I bet you still have.
I didn't know she got a chin implant. Let me see.
That's Stassi.
Shut up!
I swear to fucking God, that's her.
Let me see.
Oh, she looks
like
she's
nothing
about to
like
go,
her.
She's about to go to like a Deftones concert.
Mm-hmm.
She looks about the same. She just
not
she's
really.
Down south fat, where she's really not fat.
That
but
hair,
looks fat to LA.
Ooh.
Get out of here! Are you kidding me?
And I don't like her little homosexual brother. Her brother's creepy.
Like seriously, that doesn't.
Oh, Pat, like you would throw her some dick like that. Like how guys are like,
nope.
Yeah, okay.
You wouldn't see her at like a Korn concert and throw her some cock?
Nope.
You know,
first off, I wouldn't see her at a Korn concert because I would not be at a Korn concert.
Dude, you know what? I fucking, in Columbus, Ohio in March, dude, it's fucking Korn, it's fucking Metallica, and it's somebody else, man. That's like a fucking. I
don't think I could sit through a Korn
sounds
set.
Awful.
Dude. Are you out of your fucking
followed
mind?
And then like that terrible like bass tone. I hate that.
Oh, they're fucking.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Oh, it was only a fucking hit. Are you kidding me? It was a fucking hit. You two guys. Oh, you guys are criticizing it. Oh, wow. Hey, Korn, take back all your mansions and your Bentleys. These two don't like it. Fuck you two. Korn, Metallica, Soundgarden, fucking Columbus, Ohio, dude. Are you fucking kidding me, dude? That's ridiculous. That's a crazy fucking... The Offspring, Bush, Chevelle, Papa Roach, Seether. Dude, there's a bunch of fucking... Pat would like this. Sum 41.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't want to waste my time. No victim of your society. Back down.
Yeah, dude. Look at this band. Holy
shit.
This
band. The singer of Korn has $45 million.
Yeah, there you go.
That's his net worth.
There you go.
Yeah, but net worth, he's probably worth like
worth like $3 million.
Oh,
yeah.
What a fucking loser. Wow, he's only worth $3 million. Are you kidding me?
Eric, how much money do you think you've made in your entire life? Like, just like every check,
I never thought about that. I'd have to get back to you, man, because I'd have to think about it, but it wouldn't be hard. It's not like I'm like this much.
Would you think like what, $250,000 your whole life?
Probably over that. Probably that or over that.
I'm like, I don't know how much money I've made. You know,
I've worked a long time.
Yeah,
there was a couple years I didn't work really much at all, though. But that's just a couple. That's when I knew you, Russ. But I mean, before that, I always worked.
I bring out the worst in people.
No, you didn't do that to me. I did that to me, man.
Eric was fucking over here. He came over early, and we're sitting down, and he's like, let me give you a recipe for these dog cookies I make.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
They're all natural. They're good for your dog. And he wrote down a recipe, and then he's talking about different prices of meats. And I'm like, Eric, like six, seven years ago when we were living together, I go, do you ever think that we would be here talking about dog biscuit recipes and
the price, down
and
a
the
dog
price of meat?
Yeah.
Because those days we were talking about, hey, Eric, could you bring us home some of that food from the hotel? Because
I was bringing leftover hotel food. That was like on buffets or like meeting rooms. I would bring home the food if that was like the lucky day.
Yeah, could you bring some? Because I spent all my money on weed.
Yeah. Yeah. He like meatloaf for like 2.5 days.
Oh,
you know,
God.
He just brought home
the
so
best,
much of it.
The best was barbecue night when he would just bring home fucking so many fucking old ass burgers and hot dogs, but they were the best.
Yeah, Wednesday nights at the Residence Inn. Yeah, it'd be barbecue.
And then like bags of chips and shit. Oh, it was great.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, but Nick, now, dude, I was telling him, like, I know the price of meat, like, when it's a good price. Like, when I see like New York strip for like $5.99 a pound, I like will fucking hit the emergency brake on that thing, dude, because I know that's like cheap. I was telling him I went to Jewel at the day after fucking the Super Bowl, dude, and meat was so cheap.
Totally.
It was so cheap, dude. And that's how I knew, like, I'm a fucking adult.
Do you know, I think the people that scan the groceries, they talk to you too much about your purchases. Like, especially if I...
I know you're saying.
You get, like, a sweet treat, they go, that's going to be good, huh?
Yeah.
Like, leave me alone. And then, the one girl was like, you better buy all the soda you can. Why? Because June 12th, they're raising the prices of soda. They're taxing it, like, 4 cents an ounce. Or something like that.
Okay. Yeah.
So if you want like a 12-ounce like can of soda, it's gonna like be like 20
just
more.
Just like they
like
in Chicago, they
you
just
get a 12
made
pack. It's like $2 more.
Seven cent bag charge now.
Yep.
Tax.
Yep.
7 cents if you want like a plastic.
I bring
bag.
I bring my own bag.
Well, now you got to bring your own bags like a fucking homo.
Yeah, I know. You know what they're doing? What am I supposed to fucking pick up dog shit with now?
Yeah.
There's no plastic bags.
You're right.
Now yeah, I know. You have to go buy in dog shit bags now.
Yeah, you're right. I never even thought about that because that's what I use for my dog,
shit. Dog people, I bet they're the ones funding this money for the plastic bags shit.
The dog shit bag people.
It's all a fucking game, man. It's all a rub.
You go to where like they got one of those where they put the doggy bags in public and stuff, like a hotel, you know, whatever like that. You take it all
out. Those are gonna be burgled.
That's the move.
Yeah. The people are gonna pop them. Good idea, Eric. Thank you.
No, I know, dude. Yeah, so
we went to Jewel and we had to buy the blue bags. And then they're so little, they're so small, this fucking dog shits like a fucking lion.
Right.
And I got shit on my hands.
Yeah.
And I had to walk around like this.
That's the worst.
I had to walk around like I'm praying in church.
With the dog shit bag, you put your hand in the bag, pick it up, then turn it inside out.
I know,
but sometimes
like,
it comes out.
It doesn't come that
and
easy.
And sometimes
most times it does.
These bags are very flimsy, so you have your pinky poking a little bit, and then you're touching
that's
shit.
Where it gets you.
Yeah.
It gets you on like a fucking...
Right, like a nail or something, then you got shit all over
and you
your
go, motherfucker,
hands.
Right?
Yeah, and then you walk around like a doctor about to go to surgery.
Right.
But your hands are not clean. They're full of shit.
Oh, I know, dude. Yeah, dude, you think that little dog, how much that dog weigh?
I'm telling you, he shits so much. He weighs 48 pounds.
Yeah, my dog weighs 80, like 85, dude. That
your
thing
dog's
shits
a bitch.
Like a fucking, yeah, my dog's a bitch, dude. Are you kidding me? When I came in here, I told you my dog would eat your fucking dog alive.
No, my dog would fuck your dog so hard.
Really?
With his big dick.
No. My dog's too tall for your dog to even try. Dude, my neighbor dog, I have a pit bull neighbor dog, Blade.
Blade.
And he's like he's a dumb dog. Like, he's cute, but he's nice when you pet him.
Right.
But he's just like a dumb, simple fucking, you know, animal. Bruiser. I brought my dog over because my neighbor Carrie was like, bring your dog over. You know, we'll have them, like, check each other out.
Oh, dude, good.
I bring Lola over.
No, you got to bring him neutral. You can't bring him over to his place. That's
it wouldn't matter.
You're going to his territory.
This dog is such a primitive
place. That's fucking Caesar Milan 101, asshole.
But, dude, so I come in their back gate, asshole, with my dog, right? And I got her close because I know something, you know, what's up. Dude, that dog from 20 feet out starts running at my dog like he was like wanting to come. Like, he was coming face first, like, we're going to battle.
And what happened?
Carrie beat the shit out of it. And then then I let my dog in. And then, but that dog wanted to get at my dog the whole time. Like, it'll walk
and
around
with
her.
What was Lola doing?
She's not submissive and stuff, but she's like, you know, she's trying to be friends with them, but dog's just not a dog that you want to have. I'm not saying he's a pit bull. He's just a dog that doesn't want to.
You should have done it on a neutral site. You should have done it in the middle of the street or across the street.
Yeah.
You don't come in his backyard when he's fucking there. He's like the whole time.
Dude.
Every fucking dog that goes by, every bird that goes by, he's like, don't come in here, motherfucker. I'm going to kill you. The second a dog comes in here, he's like, what? This is my shot.
They've seen each other in the past, dude. It's just been a while, and they've been out front together and stuff too, dude. It's just that's how he acts. He doesn't know how to be social around dogs without eventually like fucking fighting with them. You know, some dogs just have that in them, man. Your dog's a pussy, so you wouldn't know.
Wow, this is coming from Fox 11 Los Angeles right now. There's a police pursuit of a possibly armed suspect in North Hollywood.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know, still, there will never be a greater chase than when O.J. Simpson got chased.
Never. Unless it's like now, it's like if like Hillary Clinton went on the run or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, he was really good.
like something like she killed Bill Clinton, they got into a fight, and then she left, and she was armed. That would be like the most, that would probably be bigger.
Yeah, because he was excellent at being a running back in football, and he was excellent at being a car chaser, getting chased by the police, dude. He was the best. I mean, it got primetime numbers. Do you know how many people were watching that fucking when he was getting chased?
I was watching it.
Dude, the whole world was watching O.J. Simpson get fucking chased. That was what was wild. What are you guys doing on your fucking phones while I'm doing a podcast?
Your mom's sending me fucking pussy pics.
Like, I feel like I'm like anchoring this whole fucking podcast because you guys are over there checking your fucking Instagrams and shit, you know? I want to talk about this Star Wars fucking full-size Millennium Falcon. That's true?
Now I'm going to go back to my phone.
Okay.
So what is it, Pat? Enlighten us with your nerddom.
This is my nerddom. I'm not the one building it. Walt Disney World is building a Star Wars land as part of its park. They're dedicating 14 acres just to Star Wars.
If they were smart, they should have put that George Lucas fucking museum there.
It's going in LA.
They probably wanted too much cut of it or something, dude. If they're going to do stuff like that,
aren't
they
working with Disney now? Like, well, you know, like,
yeah, but that's
well,
like
Lucas sold off Star Wars.
Yeah,
so
that's not even
Disney.
He's not even a part of besides the creator and all that stuff, dude. He's not even like moving forward going to be with that history, really.
No,
you know, and dude, they're going to make so much money in having a Star Wars park.
Endless
money.
Oh my god.
I mean, could you imagine if you could, like, literally fight Darth Maul? Like, I would fucking love that. Dude, right?
I just...
They're going to have somewhere you can see the master, whatever his name was. Like, you know, like, bring him! I mean, that motherfucker, whatever he said.
The Emperor.
The Emperor, dude. They're going to have something where you can see the Emperor. And it's going to look like the Emperor.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Dude,
you never seen any of the Star Wars movies?
I've seen, like, half of the first one. I just don't like
it. That's it. Okay.
You know, I really wish Princess Leia would have done one... Or like one photo shoot of her and Princess Leia, like the white gear when she was real young and cute, but like pulling up her dress and showing her pussy, right? Her real pussy, where I don't got to Photoshop it,
right?
Like, you know, and give me a couple angles on it. Then like Star Wars would have been like, and if Han Solo,
and it's like always like those 70 pornos where like they're like real proud of their hairy bush, like
dude.
It's like a prized like potato at a State Farm or something like that.
Yeah.
It's like they take a picture with it, like they're
smiling.
That's
what I'm saying,
yeah,
dude. If Han Solo like a fucking
prized potato,
dude, Han Solo would have been in that Han Solo gear where he has like the fucking what do they call the gun in Star Wars?
The phaser.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Right?
And I don't think so. He had the little vest and all that whole gig. And then he just has like his dick in his hand. You know what I'm saying? Like he could have just had his dick in his hand for the ladies and like the gay dudes and stuff. Where, you know, and then you got Princess Leia with the pussy out, Han Solo with his dick in his hand.
Did you ever see that Eric Andre show where they show the fucking girl a picture of Barack Obama, but it's like picture of Barack Obama's face with a guy holding the fucking huge black dick?
Yeah. Yeah.
And like you see the whole thing. You're like, wow, that's what it would be like.
Dude, Alex Jones on Joe Rogan was saying that Barack Obama's gay.
He was saying he was bi. He was saying he was bi. Dude, that show was fucking insane. I didn't know what anyone was talking about, but I know that there's like a pedophile ring with all the senators. And then when they say I didn't like that Chinese food or something like that, they're meaning like Chinese boys or something like that, or like we're gonna have a pizza party, and that means we're gonna have like boys come over and shit like
Dude,
that.
Dude, Barack Obama's not bisexual. He's not gay. Did you ever see him smoke a cigarette? He smokes a cigarette like a straight dude. He ain't fucking. That's how you can tell. Yeah, but I know, people but like, are gay and they smoke a cigarette.
Look at Michelle's arms, though.
Yeah. That's a low blow.
What do you mean?
That's a very low blow, dude.
Oh, come on! I see the girl.
Dude, I could tell. I could tell things about, like, you could tell a gay dude how he smokes a cigarette, and now I got lesbian women down. I figured it out last week. I could call a lesbian. There's one tell. There's one tell that you can always tell that it's a lesbian woman.
Is
when she leaves the house with wet hair. I'm like, wow.
Come on.
Every time a woman leaves the house with wet hair, I mean 90% of the time, it's like she's lesbian.
Like that slick back.
Yeah, she slicks it back, like combs it straight back, but she just had to leave the crib because something came up. That's a high percentage of the time that lesbian.
No, he's not saying every lesbian has a slick back hair, but he's saying every person with a slick back hair is a lesbian.
They leave their house with wet hair. They just comb it back wet, and then they're like, I got a dip. And they might be in like some sweats and T-shirt.
They have a baggy Fila sweatshirt, and white sneakers.
Yeah, no, they got real modern like a running shoe or a hoop shoe. Like oh man, those are like new shoes.
Yeah,
right.
Just to get out of those clothes quick enough. Boom. And sports bra, absolutely sports bra.
I'm like an Indian tracker. You know, how Indian trackers can like follow tracks. Like lesbians, boom, right there. I'm on their shit,
and like,
dude.
Do I smell Newports and vanilla body spray? Yeah, lesbians are here.
Right.
I think I have a game in mind for when we finally do our live podcast.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, you want me? Oh, you picking out lesbians?
That's right.
All day, bud. You can't do pictures. Good. You got to do videos so I can see some movements.
I'll bring them to the show.
Well, we'll bring live people on the show.
Yep.
And we'll play it.
Yep.
No, and then there's going to be some
and
liars
then, and
in
then,
there.
Like the Howard Stern show, we'll make them take their tops off.
No.
Why not?
No. No,
they won't agree to that.
Everyone steals from Howard Stern anyway. Why don't we just take that?
We're not going to do that.
Problem is, though, there's going to be some women or somebody that's going to be like, "No, I'm bisexual. I'm into women." But then, like, they could be lying because a couple years later, they like drop them off like a fucking TV show.
Well, no, I was listening to Gavin McGinnis.
Uh-huh.
He called them logs.
Yeah,
lesbians until graduation or lugs. Lesbians until graduation.
Right. Yeah. Do you think there's a higher percentage of women that go lesbian, or you think like a large percentage of guys go gay too in college too?
No.
Do you think the percentage is the same or more in one column or what?
No, I think because now there's like a stigma attached to, like, if you're a woman in college, it's totally okay for you to eat some box
because
you're going through a phase.
And it should
absolutely, yeah, it's great. But if a guy, if you go throughout your dorm room, like, oh, I heard he fucking like sucked some dude's dick last night, you're like, whoa.
I feel like younger generations are more like, whatever.
Probably,
They don't care as much.
Ew, they're accepting of people's fucking sexuality. Gross.
Yeah.
Right, Russ.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, you know, if a girl found out that this guy was sucking dick, she's not going to be like, oh, I want him.
There's repercussions, though. Even with women, like, when they try to go back in their old, friends back home or something like that, and they're like, yeah, like, I've been sleeping with women. Or, like, especially, like, a dude. Like guys couldn't go to college, and they come back to their bros that they went to high school with, like, yeah, Bobby, I blew him last Thursday.
Fucking cock everywhere,
bros. You're going to have some kind of kickback on that, like, old friends might be like.
It is a cavalcade of cock.
Yeah, yeah. Like, if you.
What a hard consonant. There
that's you know so even you know what do you ever think about like maybe like gay acceptance has grown more in the women column than the guys, because like
started there for sure,
right?
I feel like
because women are more accepting of it, because I like a large percentage of men, if you are like, yeah, dude, I kind of suck dick sometimes, and I kind of
it became more accepted because men are more accepting of women being gay. They're like,
no, but it's like for a man, we could see like a woman going through a phase and being with a woman because we love women and we could be with them. But if we find out a guy that's like sucking double dick, you're like, dude, you're fucking gay,
dude. I'm not even talking about like sucking dick and also taking it up the tailpipe. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like dudes are
I've seen heard stories about guys, you know, sucking dick and then they're like, bye. Oh, I don't. I'm with girls. If you take it up the ass, you're gay.
You don't think, huh?
Plenty of guys who get it in the ass from their women.
No, I could see how it's like, yeah, it's going through a phase
from a woman.
But I'm saying most men might not be acceptable in a lot of circles where they're like, yeah, you're still going to get some kickback on it. You're not going to ruin your life over taking it up the ass in college. But I'm saying there's some people that if they found that information out, they might not fuck with you, because that's just guys I feel like are a little bit less accepting in the man community.
Eric, you could be a plumber all your life. Yeah, right? The minute you suck one dick, you're a cocksucker.
Whose joke is that? I've heard that.
That's the oldest
joke.
It's the best.
Yeah, ever. It's
and it, truer words never were said. Never been spoken.
Dude, I want to see Christie Brinkley in this fucking Sports Illustrated. She get
you
want to
bring that up, Pat?
She get that muff out?
No, she has this bathing suit, and you can tell it's touched up. Dude, I mean, come on. She's 60-something years old.
Yo,
and
that's, 63.
And you know what?
That was my number in high school.
Like, look, I respect a woman that will, like, let you take a picture of her puss, just like a muff, like just a muff shot in tits, but I really respect a woman that will let you do that, and she spreads her pussy apart. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, she gets the fucking idea of this picture. Right? Like, it totally takes it to the next level.
What are you talking about?
So graphic.
Modern porn, dude.
That's her in the center, and those are her two daughters on either side.
Her daughters. Jesus. Hey, good for her, though, man.
One with the dark hair is Billy Joel's daughter.
Oh, yeah.
And the other one is obviously not.
Dude, give it up to Christie Brinkley. No. She's still. I know it's all fucking computer helped out.
I'm telling you.
Hold on here. But,
She looks like my fucking girlfriend from high school.
Wow.
Yeah dude.
You know what, though? But Billy Joel's daughter compared to the other daughter, Billy Joel's daughter looks more like fucking Baba Booey. You know what I'm saying? Like she's got like some Baba Booey about her. But then the other daughter, though, she's straight up like California fucking, you know.
You could say sun-kissed.
There's a big difference between the two. The Billy Joel's daughter is in her early 30s. The other, the blonde daughter, is only 18 years old.
Oh, boy, you could tell.
What a good age. I mean, when I see like guys that are like 18, 19, I just want to high five them. Like, good for you, man.
I know. Like you see him, and you just want to be like, so what's going on, man? Dude. What's going on?
What are you getting into?
Come on, let me smell your fingers.
Right, like you see young, depressed guys. It's like, are you kidding me? You're fucking, you're like 20 years old.
You know how it's
acceptable to bang like 20-year-old chicks?
You know how like jealous women, they want to smell their boyfriend's dick when they come home?
Yeah.
Every teenager I see at the mall, I'm like, come on, let me smell your dick. Come on, nothing gay, I just want to smell.
Dude, a dollar a finger, bring it over, dude.
Yeah, come here.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on. I'm not gonna,
dollar a finger, bro, any day.
I'm not going to do nothing but sniff it.
Come right over.
I swear. Listen, hey, hands behind my back. Hands behind my back.
Right?
I promise. I'm not, I just want to sniff it.
For sure, dude.
Come on.
All day.
Come on, dude.
They got the world. Like, you see depressed young guys. Are you fucking kidding me?
It's like, come on, what are you being?
You're
queer,
19
dude?
And you could fuck a 19-year-old and people wouldn't blink an eye at it.
Oh my god.
It's like, what are you sad about? You kidding
Holy
me?
Holy shit.
Oh my god.
I think like 22 is probably the best age, right?
Yeah.
It's a pretty good one.
Like 18, 19, they're still kind of like, they're 24. Still, like 18, they're still like in high school, and like they're still like, meow, 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 I don't know what I'm going to do. But 22, they've had some older boyfriends by then, and then they've gone to bars and drank.
Probably
and shit,
22 is a good age opposed to like 24 to 26, because.
I got to go 27.
No, you know why though?
Because no, 27 they're, is they're good. Thinking about settling down, and they're real boring.
You know what, though?
Oh, you mean for ladies?
I'll tell you, for ladies, the worst age, not the worst age, but 27. It might not be a good age because they've been around long enough that like dudes have fucked them up and fucked with their head and played with them a little bit and gamed them and stuff, and they played love games already. So when you get them 22, you're doing it to them.
Well, never,
so they're not like jaded.
No.
Whenever I
was in high school.
Well, I'm saying not to do that to them, but you don't have to get this damaged 27-year-old.
Whenever I was in like high school And I found out, like, a girl was, like, a virgin and stuff like that. I'm like, oh, good. Like, we could be together and stuff. Because I never wanted to be, like, a girl that has, like, fucked, like, a couple of dudes. Because I'm like, I am so bad at it. She's going to compare penises. And I'm not good and stuff. Like, I always wanted, like.
I wanted,
like, a virgin just for very, like, really? Specific reasons. And I think that's maybe why all these guys are, like, they want a virgin. Because they don't want any big dick dudes to get compared to.
Dude. Huh.
I never wanted. I never had sex with a virgin. I had been offered a couple times. I turned it down.
Yeah. I didn't want
to be that dude.
I did twice, and then they're going to have to think about me their whole life.
Yeah, see, I didn't want to be that guy.
No, by the time they get to me, they're already a whore, you know? Especially when I was in high school and stuff. It's like, are you kidding?
Any dick will do.
Yeah. Yeah, because, my first girlfriend, she was one of those girls that fucking was around before she even got to me. And I knew what the deal was. I thought I hit the lottery.
And you knew?
I knew. Did I care? No, I did not care, Russ. You think I cared? Not at all, dude. There's, you know, not at all. But anyways, dude. So Christie Brinkley, good for you, man. I'm real sad about fucking Friday the 13th movie was canceled because I am a very large Friday the 13th fan.
I am too, actually.
Jason Voorhees is probably the best, haunted movie killer.
All right, but how many do we need, Eric? How many?
Well,
what are they gonna do? What are they gonna do this one?
They get creative and write something and put some money behind it, maybe do something good.
What, they're gonna fight underwater now. He's gonna fight Aquaman or something. What the fuck are they gonna do, Eric?
He
goes into the woods and kills people. We got it.
They made a big mistake, I think, taking Jason out of the woods and doing a little bit too much with him. If you just made him a wood killer,
didn't they go to space or something? Didn't he fight people? Yeah.
Well, that was like what it was.
Come on, man.
It was pretty cool.
We don't need it.
Yeah, but if they would have just left him in the woods and didn't really show him a lot, and then when they showed him, he was gory and stuff, that was the good Jason Voorhees. But then they, you know what, dude? They're trying to make money out of it. The problem is, like, people are buying this franchise and they own it, so they want to get the return back. So that's why they're doing these shitty movies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if somebody, they can never, like, car laid, car played. I mean, they never do that, dude.
Well, that's why I got canceled, too, is the Rings. Underperformed, so they're like, people don't want horror, so they just canceled it.
Yeah.
It makes no fucking sense.
Yeah, dude, there's
I mean, there is a fan base that'll go to see every Friday the 13th.
There's some movies out right now that I want to see. Like, there's a suspense, a thriller, maybe. I don't know how they word these things anymore. These movies genres, but where it's a white chick bringing her black boyfriend back home.
Yeah, it's called.
I want to see that movie, Get Out, or something like that.
Yeah, Get Out.
Get Out. I want to see Get Out.
Is that a Jordan Peele's movie?
Yeah,
I don't know, man.
Yeah, I think it is.
And it's a bunch of white ghosts. Scaring a black guy. Oh, no, I wonder if that's a metaphor.
I think it's more than that, dude. They're showing
yawn.
They showed a gimp. They're fucking working with needles and shit. And there's like black people walking around. You know, look like they're fucking brainwashed or something, dude, or under something. That looks like the movie.
Like the Stepford Wives. I remember him saying he had a big obsession with the movie The Stepford.
I mean, really. I mean, you think about it. If there are ghosts, a lot of them have to be racist because they're ghosts
right.
from the old days.
Right, you know, probably.
Like, but man, instead of saying boo, he said boy.
Yeah. Dude, I'm super excited for fucking John Wick 2 is coming out, dude.
It got 94% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Is that good?
And I saw
is that good?
Yeah, out of 100, Eric.
Oh, that's how they do it.
Have you never gotten an A on a test before?
I never get on Rotten Tomatoes, dude. I don't know what the fuck the rating system is. Sorry.
But the first one was great, and I was watching it. I'm like, this is the most realistic, like, shooter movie I've ever seen. Like, the way he's fucking moving in and out and shooting, and, like, it's all realistic. Like, if he, like, moved this way, he would get shot, like, all that shit.
Uh-huh.
Well, not realistic, whatever, but, like, the most realistic I've ever seen, right?
Like, dude.
And then I saw, like, this video right after the movie, if he's on, like, a fucking gun range, and he's, like, moving through targets and shit, and then getting different guns and packing different shit, and, like, all this training and shit.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, it fucking paid off, dude, because he's great.
Dude. Keanu got ragged on for many years.
He's almost 53 years old.
Looking good, too.
Can you fucking believe it?
He's great, man.
Looking good.
I cannot wait to see this John Wick 2.
Yeah. Dude, I love John Wick 1, dude. It's one of my favorite movies in a long time, dude. Like, where I was like, no, this movie, like, it ain't even fucking argue. You can't even argue that this ain't a good movie, dude.
Great movie.
For that genre. Dude, I mean, how many people did he kill in part one? I think he killed probably 65 people.
And a lot of them were Chinese, which I like.
Yeah. Just, they're Russian.
Just thinning out the herd.
Russian.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
Ridiculous.
So I'm going to say, I seen a video today that was Dog Wick, and it was John Wick getting killed. And the dog
goes on revenge.
Oh, it's fucking
what?
Dog Wick.
That's a movie?
Yeah, because John Wick killed all those people because they killed his dog. Right. Well, now they just did it this one with Dog Wick, where John Wick gets killed at his house.
It's a real movie?
You know, it's some dude playing John Wick and a different dog. And then the dog digs up the fucking guns and pulls them. So this dog has like a fucking gun in its mouth. That's and good. It's like jumping at him.
That's funny.
It was the fucking best, dude.
That's good.
Dude, I've this week also very excited. John Wick comes out, and also Walking Dead is returning.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah.
And I'm very, very excited
about
that.
Now, what are you going to watch first, the Grammys with James Gordon or Walking Dead?
Probably Grammys because they're first, and my wife's going to be watching the fucking red carpet, and I'll have to watch some of that.
We were going to have, guys, believe you me, we're going to have this teed up. We are going to be playing James Gordon. Corden or Gordon, whatever the fuck. I say Gordon because he looks like a pig. But James Corden, we're gonna play every second of his monologue, okay? And we're gonna see if we can find one titter, one chuckle, okay?
Yeah.
One thing that would even resemble humor, okay? Yeah. And we're gonna look for it. Fuck you, Eric.
They got it in
Go
there.
Go fuck yourself, Eric.
They got it in there.
Give me a break.
Yeah.
No talent.
Do you think you're going to have more political stuff in it this week?
Oh, Eric,
this week?
Please, believe you me, it's going to be.
They didn't do it at the Super Bowl, so I'm just
thank
wondering
God,
if like,
the NFL
are
was like, listen,
smart.
Listen, let's knock it off. We got enough heat last year.
And it's the Oscars? That's the one that's coming up that he's hosting?
No, he's hosting
the Grammys. The
Grammys,
yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel's doing the Oscars.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I love Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, he's all right.
Yeah.
Jimble Kimble.
He's good at hosting. Right. There's some people that are really good at hosting.
He's gotten a lot better over the years. I'll definitely give him that. He started off really
But it's
weak.
Just like, you got to believe that his hands are tied over at ABC.
Yeah.
He's not going to be able to say everything he wants.
He is working
because,
for Disney, I
because,
guess.
Yeah, he was like, you know, you've seen him on like The Man Show and shit, and you hear him on Howard Stern. He is controversial. He says a lot of crazy shit.
Really?
And especially on the roast and shit like that. But now, you know, it's ABC. He knows where his fucking bread's buttered. And
yeah, fucked up, dude.
You can't say anything fucking.
Disney owns so much, dude.
Yeah, well, yeah.
They're going to end up, it's going to be like Google,
Disney and Starbucks.
Disney and like, yeah, there's going to be like fucking 10 companies that, eight companies that own everything.
Well,
everything, dude, which is very fucking dangerous, dude, in the big scheme of things. Because if those companies go down, then the world is like, what happens? I mean, seriously, dude. I mean, it's, fuck this guy.
Imagine if we didn't have internet.
Dude.
I feel like stuff would probably be better.
Dude, if we have any solar flares, it's going to knock out a lot of electrical shit, dude. We're going to have problems.
Listen, Alex Jones.
Dude, I was thinking about the other day that like every gas pump that I go to, it's all electronic. I wonder if the lights go out, can you even go to the gas station and pump gas? Is there a manual way for them to pump gas off? Because everything's electric.
Not anymore.
So
yeah.
I just wonder, like, even if you need gas for a generator, mm-hmm. like, how are they going to get you doing that? I mean, how are they going to... It just sounds like if this thing goes bad, it's going to go really bad. I've been building up my canned goods at my house. That's what I do.
Eric.
Oh, I'm an asshole because I got green beans and fucking corn on you know, in a pantry. Oh, I'm a real dickhead.
Do you have any guns?
I really want a gun, dude.
Well, if you don't have any guns, then it doesn't matter how many cans you got.
I tell you what, dude.
You better have a fucking bazooka because they're coming for you.
Dude, I think I want to buy an AR-15. I think I really do.
Well, I would like to...
Because if I buy a gun, I want it to be a cool gun, and I'm just going to buy it. If I'll buy a gun, I want it to be a cool gun. I don't want to buy, like, some little fucking Walmart 16-gauge bullshit.
No, I just want, like, a fucking handgun for the house in case...
Get a Glock.
I put it fucking in a lock box or whatever, but, yeah. like, in case I hear the fucking door break open or like, God forbid, this glass ever breaks open, because yeah. all someone has to do is get a ladder and fucking just climb on my fucking thing here and break this fucking glass and come in. That's all I got to do. So if I hear that and then I fucking get strapped up and I say, listen, bro.
You
got
to keep it close, dude. Listen, you got to keep it in between the mattress.
In betwixt.
No. Yeah.
You got to keep it in between the mattress,
no.
dude.
No, but then I'll flatten it. It'll malfunction.
Ding, ding, dong. Ding, da, ding, ding. You got to keep it, dude.
And then I come
you
out.
Gotta come
and I come
at
out,
him, man.
I come out like John Wick, guns blazing.
Do you think if somebody breaks in your house and they know that they probably know that you hear them breaking out because they're breaking
right.
in, they're loud. They
yeah.
know that most likely like there is an option that there's a light going to go on
right.
and there's going to be a human on there. So
no, the only
fast.
Light, the only light is going to be the flash of the barrel, bro. When I fucking I shoot them right in their face,
dude. Does you know?
All you got to do is just shoot once and then they're gone. Like not even don't even aim for them. Just shoot if they hear the pop and they know it's a gun, they're out.
No,
every video you've ever seen where someone defends themselves, it's like late at night and they have like cameras in their house or whatever.
Uh-uh.
All you see is them just coming out, boom, fired shot one time. They don't even have to aim. The second that gun goes off, they're out the fucking door.
Dude, that last video that was viral, like, I don't know how old it was, but I seen it months ago, dude, where that Asian chick, some of the three dudes break into their store or her house or something.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
She comes out. She killed one. She guns one blazing. Down, two. Yeah, and the other dude got away.
Good.
So she didn't point it away.
I love watching those videos. I really do. I really love when fucking criminals think that they can come and fucking take something, and someone says, no, motherfucker, not today. And then their whole day is fucking blown up. I have no sympathy. I love when they get shot. There was that one video in like Thailand or something. Some guy steals this guy's fucking bag. He runs out into the street, gets run over by a car. I fucking laugh. I love it.
Wow, that's what happens.
You scum. That's what happens when you're a dirtbag.
Yeah.
Just fucking follow the rules, okay?
Dude, I knew somebody, and you're thinking like a general idea of stealing a bag or breaking into a house. I knew a dude when I was a kid that he was stealing a railroad tie and put it in his car, and he died from stealing that. It broke his neck or something because he was going at a faster speed. A railroad tie, like a, maybe like 8 inches by 8 inches, uh-huh.
Why would he take that?
Who knows, man? I don't know.
It broke his neck how?
He got an accident and somehow broke him. He put it in through the dashboard, out the window,
and
probably, or something like that.
Flew or something.
Something happened. I don't know how it happened, but it happened. I knew his daughter.
Oh, he's an idiot.
And he was stealing it though, down in Florida.
Why would you do that?
So you think of people are, and also, dude, there's people in neighborhoods right here that are, I don't know, man, stealing $20 worth of something that are getting killed. For that? Dude.
Yeah.
Watch Moose 48. You see it all the time,
right?
Man.
Yeah. Over like $5 or over a fucking, someone gets stabbed over a sandwich or something.
It's
like
not
that.
Even
like,
over thousands of dollars.
Some dude at Walmart gunned down some guy who was stealing diapers.
Was that in Palantine? Was that yesterday?
That was somewhere else. Yeah, but I heard about that.
Palantine at Walmart yesterday. But these people are fucking nuts, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what do you do? Do you do diapers like birth control, where you like diapers are free for your kid in this this county or this state or something like that until a certain age?
No, if you can't afford to have a kid, you don't have one.
I know, but you know what? As a state, like maybe you want to take care of like the children to a certain point. Because they just generally just need that. Like, there's things like you got to give a baby diapers, dude. You cannot not give a baby diapers. You got to give a baby food. Otherwise, that could create other health problems in the future that's going to be on the state, anyways, dude. So, I mean, I can see the argument of taking care of certain citizens and stuff like that, just like senior citizens, dude.
Everyone should just have, I think condoms should be free. Because condoms are expensive as fuck,
dude.
They
are expensive.
If you go to like a jewel or something, I'll get like a fucking 12 pack. It's like fucking like almost $20. I'm like, whoever says fucking those things in life are free are ridiculous.
But in the argument, I've bought condoms, dude, most of my life. And they're like, you know, I mean, whether you get like a small pack or whatever, they're like three and some change, dude. And like if you get...
Well, what if you're having a fuck fest like I do all the time, Eric?
but if you're getting like pussy and butthole and you can't go spend $4 for that, but it's such a good thing.
My dog's dreaming right now that he's running.
Like maybe you deserve to get an STD.
But he's dreaming that he's running. Look.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Your dog's so stupid, dude.
Oh, my God.
Like, yeah, Knox, you ain't running, dude.
He's going so fast. For anyone new to the show, we have my dog in on the podcast. And I bet you didn't even know he had a dog here. You know why? Because he's the best dog in the world.
He's dumbest, dude. So, dude, what's
else
up with George Lopez loses it when to a woman on Phoenix?
Do you want
to
see the video?
Yeah.
What do you mean he loses it, though?
Well, he told a joke saying that in Hispanic households and Latino households, there's only two rules. Don't marry a black guy. And don't park in front of the house. And then this woman did not care for the joke, got up and like flipped him off from like the second row or something.
Uh-huh. Oh, he said, don't marry a black guy.
Yeah, and that was the
and
one
don't
of the two
leave
rules.
The house?
And don't park in front of the house.
Don't park in front of the house.
Especially if you're with a black guy.
Dude, I think my wife's family has those same rules.
Yeah.
There are two rules in the fucking Latinos family.
Wow.
And don't park in front of our house.
And it's a fucking joke.
Those are funny jokes, man. He's joking.
Sit your fucking ass down. Sit your fucking ass down. Sit your, I'm talking, bitch. Sit your fucking ass down.
Yeah.
You pay to see a show. Sit your ass down.
Right.
You can't take a joke. You're in the wrong motherfucking place. You can't,
it's a joke. He does it. It's not... Good for you, George.
Yeah, I never liked him until I watched his movie.
Wow.
Okay, I'm taking off my tell you what, I'll make the choice for you. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
There you go.
See, when I do that, no one cheers.
Wow.
You know, nobody cheers.
Good for you, George Lopez.
Yeah,
huh?
Good for him, man. And listen, and that, I wish I could do that. But, you know, because nobody knows me and, like, nobody paid to come and see me. So if, like, an unknown comic goes up and, like, shut the fuck up, bitch. You just seem like an angry
right,
asshole.
Exactly.
But one of these days I'll be able to curse at women on stage and get cheered for it. One of these
One
days.
Can only hope.
Wow. I just tweeted George Lopez some emojis, dude. You know what I'm saying? Wow. That's what he gets it out of me. Is when I hear something like that, I'm like, thank you, buddy.
The biggest fruit. I can't believe Eric got a shout out from Kevin Brennan on Twitter.
Shut up. What?
Yeah. One of our me and Eric's favorite podcasts, Misery Loves Company, on the Rycast Network. Check it out.
Yeah.
Kevin Brennan had this girl, Patty something, on his podcast. No. And Eric wrote Kevin Brennan and a bunch of Z's for snoozing. Uh-huh. And he goes, Patty, snooze, like, right? Like, you put him to sleep.
Z's. Yeah, Patty and Z's.
And then he tweets out, Eric Pinnell just made me laugh so hard. Uh-huh. He's like, what? I guess you don't like anything? Or something
No. He goes, this made me laugh. He goes, who do you like? Let me guess. Nobody.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
He's got your number.
He has these women on his fucking podcast that, look, Carrie Carabas, she's very funny, dude. She's a great fit. Her story,
I especially like, I like when he says he's going to punch her in her fucking gun.
But dude, yeah. But when he had this Patty woman on there, I don't know. She's a comedian also, I assume.
Yeah.
Dude, it's annoying. It's sometimes women, your voice. Voices are just annoying sometimes, just like a guy's, and she was annoying. And plus, when she's like, put a fucking woman on a show, like, how about you be funny and they'll put you on the show? How about that, dude?
Or how about sell tickets?
Sell tickets. Be funny. Do you think Amy Schumer, they were like, put a woman on there? No, she was funny.
Yeah. But people that are selling out, and there's women selling out. There's fucking Maria Bamford. There's fucking Tig Notaro. They're selling out theaters and shit.
Yeah.
No. Be funny.
Be funny and interesting. That's it. Don't bitch your way to a fucking into a show. Like, dude, I had literally somebody in my car the other day that were two corporate people that were like, I don't know, they didn't work with each other, but they were like two corporate America white people living in Lincoln Park, and they were dating, and they just left a dinner with friends, right? And I heard them talking to each other.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, there's no chemistry in between these two at all.
Right.
Okay? And there's no chemistry. Like, they're talking like they're at, like, lunch, like a lunch work thing or something like that, but you tell they're like a couple, because he said, when I first started dating you, blah, blah, blah. And then they were talking about work, like they're doing a hiring process, and she goes, well, do they got a diversity council? And they're like, yeah, but everything sounds okay. They got diversity councils now at work. Like you would think it's 1968 of how things are right now, dude. You know, I really don't know, like, it's like, please be aware of diversity, of course, but do we need a diversity? Isn't that kind of
If that shit was in place in 1968, do you think we'd be better or worse off? I think we'd be worse off.
Well,
because you could think about where we're gonna be fucking 50 years from now. If it's going like the way it is.
Well, it's probably gonna.
We'll be a smoking ruin by then. Don't worry about it.
It's probably gonna pop a little bit now that you see people getting a little bit more froggy at these fucking protests. So probably, unfortunately, people are gonna die, and other people are gonna die, and then people are gonna come to their sense and go, "This looks foolish. What are we doing?"
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully. But I really think that something like that's going to have to happen, and I would really wish it wouldn't.
Well,
happen.
It's all the less fault.
You know, so.
Stop it.
Hold on here. There's a reaction to both things, just like what George Lopez said right there.
We never talked about Eric's Pat's foot leg injury.
Yeah, what happened to your leg, dude?
I was at work. He
comes in hobbling in my house like Tiny Tim.
Are you hobbling, dude?
Oh yeah. I am. The Saturday night bartender. I'm one of the Saturday night bartenders because I'm pretty quick and I'm flying around back there. We got these really old cabinets that are, you know, behind me to get the beer out of. And they have these metal handles. And I'm fucking, I don't know if the door was still closing. Maybe somebody had opened it and it was closing over. I just turned around and I hit it at like top speed. And the metal, like the end of the handle went through my pants.
Uh-huh.
Into my flesh, into my leg, like deep flesh wound.
Yeah. Where, on your thigh?
Right here.
Oh my God.
Right here. Wow. So, and I was like, oh God. I looked down at my pants and I'm like, it ripped my pants. I'm like, oh, and I felt this horrible pain.
Yeah.
And then I felt my pants getting sticky. And I pulled away and it was soaked with blood. I'm like, oh fuck. And then I had to go behind the bar. I told the other bartender what was going on.
Uh-huh.
I go down there and I like pull my pants down and look at it, and it is a disgustingly deep fucking flesh wound. I'm like, well, that's stitches. I gotta go take care of this. And then all of a sudden the door to like the kitchen bursts open, and like this chick who was just showed up at the bar like 5 minutes earlier comes in. She's like, I'm an EMT, let me take a look. And I'm like, ah, try to cover my dick and shit. And she gets down.
No,
she,
not your leg wound, your dick.
And she took a look at it, and she's like, don't waste your money on stitches. Go home, like, elevate this, wrap it up. If it's bleeding in 2 hours, then go get stitches. So I have a huge, disgusting wound in my leg that is days
old.
It's
probably going to be bruised real nice.
Oh, it, I mean, it's going to be a disgusting scar.
You keeping
first.
It clean, dude?
Yeah.
He's going to...
You should let Russ's dog lick it.
Right. Dog's mouths are clean. Right?
You're going to take a picture of it and put it up on Twitter and Instagram.
Oh, really?
Maybe I will do that.
Yeah, we just got Twitter now. Go find us. This is for the birds. We had an account, but I forgot the password.
So we started
a new one.
Yeah, it's now at the number four, the birds pod.
For the birds
for
pod.
For the birds?
Number for the birds
four.
Pod.
Just the number, four, the number four, the birds?
Yeah, for the birds pod.
Yeah, check that out. Eric, where can we find you on the internet? We're going to get the fuck out of here.
Eric J. Pinnell, dude, Twitter, baby. You know what I'm saying? I'm on Instagram, too, taking all kinds of great
shots. You're taking
graffiti.
A lot of good shots. You're doing the Joe List Instagram, where you just take pictures of nice shit and don't even post anything.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
I don't know what I'm doing, but I just know, like, sometimes I see graffiti or businesses and stuff like that in Chicago catching my eye. I'm like, boom, if I get a picture of it, because I'm all over, dude.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
You know what I'm saying?
I like it. I like when he's like, he fucking took a picture of like 8 fucking bikers in like serious bike gear.
I saw that.
Going down fucking Ogden at like 10:30 in the morning. Fuck
in the hood. In the hood, dude. Like, he was going through Garfield Park. Going through Garfield Park right there between
Garfield Park.
Yeah.
But none of those guys are up at 10:30 in the morning.
I know.
That are going to rob somebody.
Please stop.
They're not at that. They're not a thing. They've been out robbing all night. They gotta go to sleep.
Come on.
Yeah.
Dude, you know what, man? I drive in that neighborhood sometimes when it's like, dude, I've been to that neighborhood on like a Friday night at like 7:30.
You're gonna be like
a
vampire trying to get back to your
nice
coffee.
Weather, dude. I tell you what, a lot of young guys that look like, I don't know, dude.
It's a fucking Chief Keef video.
Uh-huh. Chicago does have that Chief Keef looking dude, right?
Yeah,
is that like a Chicago thing, that haircut, or is that like nationwide?
I think that's nationwide.
Really?
But it's like, if you're so dumb that you can't even not have fucking hair coming out, like hair in your eyes. If you can't,
they do it on
out,
purpose though, because
so you can't see them.
No, because it's if you see a bunch of kids on the corner like that, you can't have somebody pick them out as much. If you have a different hairstyle, I learned that from The Wire. The Wire used to do that. So because remember when Nate Naaman or whatever like that, mm-hmm. he had the long hair and they told him to cut it because he had a ponytail and he was like a corner boy. Mm. Nobody else had that ponytail,
right?
Wow. They're like, it's so. Anyways,
where can we find you on the internet, buddy?
Eric J. Pinnell, dude.
Aaron J. Pinnell.
That's right.
Just like our president.
That's right.
Pat, where can we find the internet?
Well, you can write the show at this is for the birds Gmail. This is for the birds podcast at gmail.com. Jesus fucking Christ. And if you want to listen to any of my goddamn punk rock bands I've ever been in, you can find them either my SoundCloud page, Pat_Kelly, or my YouTube page, Chicago Rat Bastard.
Next 2 weeks, it's all Laugh Factory for me. I'm there tonight and then Saturday and Sunday, and then next week I'm there for Valentine's Day. I'm there the 13th, 14th, and then like the rest of the weekend. And then
damn.
And I'm at Riddles in two weekends.
Okay.
Riddles, Norland Park. So cool. You should fucking come by and you should open up for me or something.
No, I don't like going. I don't go there anymore, dude.
Why?
I mean, I go there open mic, but I don't ever go there on weekends and stuff like that. I don't know, dude.
Oh. Anyway, comedian Russ W. on Twitter, For the Birds Pod on Twitter. This is For the Birds podcast on Instagram and Russ Williamson on Facebook. Pat, you were going to say something or no?
Oh, DePaulo's at Zany's in Old Town tomorrow.
Shout out to a friend of the show, Nick DePaulo. He doesn't know it, but he's a friend of the show. We like him a lot. And
His podcast, they did a flashback episode when he went on vacation of Michael Dowd.
From the 1-9 or whatever the...
I don't know. 7-8 or something like that.
The 7-9.
Yeah.
79th Precinct.
That
dude, documentary is crazy.
He was a fucking crooked cop in New York City.
Two
in
cops.
The 80s to like...
Stealing coke, like selling drugs, making money, like stealing money from people.
Dude. Insane. It's like a fucking Miami Vice in real life, dude.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
And like, you're going to fucking... He goes to this drug dealer. He goes, you're going to fucking short me four lunch?
Yeah.
He goes, I found you in 1 hour. Yeah. He's like, I will fucking kill you. And, he's like, this is what I told him.
Because that drug dealer put a hit on him.
The drug dealer put a hit on him.
He stiffed him. He was paying for like information, maybe a little bit of protection and keeping the heat off.
Uh-huh.
And he stiffed him on the first payment. And he was like, and then the drug dealer put a hit on him because he heard that the cop was upset about it.
Yeah. Right.
And he just waited in the area.
He goes, I was driving down the street. And all of a sudden, I see this fucking red, like fucking Ferrari pull out in front of me.
No, it wasn't a Ferrari, dude.
It was like a fucking sports car.
No, dude. No, it wasn't. You know what it was? A Renault. He was driving a Renault. And they go, why are you driving that piece? Why was he driving that? That's what he liked.
I don't retain any information. Anyway, guys, we love you. Tell your friends if you enjoyed the show. Rate, subscribe, and check out all the Laugh Factory shows at laughfactory.com. And we're going to be big corporate men right now, okay? I love the Laugh Factory. I'm there all the time.
Tell Laugh Factory about us, man. Like fucking like their page and get involved, man. Dude, our numbers are going up, so we know people are listening.
Right.
We know that for a fucking fact.
So don't be fucking bedroom, like, fans. Like, come out and let's start a petition to get us on our own TV show or something.
No, God, no.
Hey, shout out to lesbians with wet hair. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, all right. We love you. Bye.